House Bill 1073, an act to decrease the financial incentives for school districts that consolidate after July 1, 2008.
House Bill 1073, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dykstra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I rise today in support of House Bill 1073. And this bill, I think, is one that bears just a little bit of explanation and history. Some of you may remember that in 2001, Representative John Tupel, former representative, brought a bill into this House and passed this legislature to create incentives for consolidation of school districts or for reorganizations. The purpose of the bill, the purpose of the law, was to create a fund and to provide financial incentives for these school districts to accelerate the consolidation process that had already been in place. In fact, we have, over the last 25 years or so, even going back further than that, say maybe in the last 40 years, we have consolidated an average of one school district a year. So the bill was brought to provide some incentive, some financial reward for those school districts to get out there and actually take the hard decisions and go through that process, and the procedures were set in place so that those school districts that consolidated would receive an additional $300 per ADM in the first year, $200 per ADM in the second year, and $100 per ADM in the third year of the new consolidated school district. Now we stand here today, 4 years later, and we look at how that process and how that program has worked. And we determine that in the time since the program has been initiated, we have seen consolidations occurring at the rate of about one per year. That's a familiar sounding rate, and in fact, there was some concern that maybe what we're doing is providing some additional funding to some school districts that are consolidating, but in fact not accomplishing the original goals of the program. If we want to just pay money to schools that consolidate, that are going to consolidate anyway, then let's have a program that does that. This program was intended to actually change the curve, change the rate, and it's not having that effect. I believe it could still have that effect, and so I've brought this bill to you this afternoon, which would place a deadline on this program. And what it says is that for those school districts that are out there thinking about consolidation, who might be thinking, well, we don't have to rush because this program will still be there whenever we get around to it. Maybe we can add a little bit of urgency. Maybe we can actually accomplish the goals of the original legislation by placing a deadline on the program. And so the bill sets in place a deadline of July 1, 2008. Any school districts that are reorganized before that date qualify for the program. And as a bit of a soft landing, any districts that don't quite make it to the 2008 date but consolidate in 2009 or 2010 would get the second 2 years of the program. And it gives us a chance to see whether the program is actually working, to see whether these kinds of incentives can actually have an effect at getting the sort of behavior that or the sort of performance that we want out of these declining school districts. And if we can collect our resources and direct them to the school districts that are viable and long-term for the future. So ladies and gentlemen, I request your support for this bill today. And I also think it's a lesson in good government. We shouldn't be putting out here programs that last forever without regard to whether they accomplish their original objectives or not. So let's see if this works. Let's see if the program does have an effect. And let's see if a deadline will cause it to be more effective than an evergreen. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Dykstra. Further remarks? Representative Nelson, good afternoon.
Thank you. It is exceedingly important to me that reorganization of schools continue. For that reason, I'll express three concerns that I have regarding this bill. First of all, it's my opinion that the current process is working with the current incentives that we have in place. Since 2002, we have five newly reorganized schools in the state of South Dakota. In addition, we have 9 schools that are currently in the process of talking about their options with other schools. I submit to you that as contentious and complex and emotional as consolidation is, that's not too bad. Secondly, the second concern that I have is that schools that reorganize need the full incentive because there are substantial costs involved in the reorganization process. And thirdly, in 2003, there was a summer study conducted by this legislature that focused on all aspects of the reorganization process. That summer study was responsible for gathering a substantial amount of data and testimony on the topic of reorganization. It's my observation that several things happened as a result of that study. Districts contemplating reorganization may, as a result of this legislation that followed that study, can include an opt-out in their reorganizational plan and the vote. Secondly, plans for the bills to force reorganization were dropped due to the testimony during that summer study that what we have now is working. And thirdly, efforts to increase the incentive money failed, and the current level of the incentive program at that time was supported by that study committee. Now, why should there be incentives for school districts to reorganize? Because there is a substantial cost in that process. By the time districts reorganize, most of them have tightened their belts to the point where staffing has been reduced and salaries have not kept pace. Buses and educational materials are nearly at the end of their lifespan. So those belt-tightening practices cause consolidated schools to buy new buses to serve the longer routes of the new district. It also is true that bus drivers who require a CDL are getting harder and harder to get and find and must be paid a higher salary. Staff hired by the new district also, without fail, will be paid at a higher rate than these teachers were in the former districts. Textbooks, supplies, and materials must be updated and numbers increased to accommodate all students in that new entity. There is often an obligation for some payments to staff members who are not employed in the new entity. I believe that if we really take a look at this situation, this incentive program, the incentive money only covers some of the costs incurred in the reorganization process. The states most like South Dakota, Nebraska, and North Dakota would love to have only 168 school districts. I don't see what is broke here. So in my opinion, House Bill 1073 doesn't fix anything. As a matter of fact, I think it's a step in the wrong direction, and I urge you to defeat House Bill 1073. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Halverson.
Thank you. I rise to speak as a school board member who went through a consolidation process and to tell you that from a small school perspective, nobody wants to do it. It's the last step for this last small town, and they're waiting for the next big thing to come and perhaps extend the life of their school a little bit longer. But the truth is that it most of the time does not happen. And most of the time in the small school board, it pits neighbor against neighbor, brother-in-law against sister-in-law. You know, I'm on the school board, my neighbor's wife is the history teacher. And to make these decisions are very difficult. And so if the state provides an incentive of $100 or so per student, that, and if we're encouraging school boards to make that decision, that takes away the pressure from the local. And some may argue that's a good thing, some may not agree with it. But I'm saying as long as the incentive's there, schools won't really want to do it. And maybe we need another incentive, maybe this isn't the best way, but I really feel we do need some incentive to kind of help the small or larger school districts come to a conclusion, and therefore I will support this.
Thank you, Representative Halverson. Further remarks? Representative McLaughlin, good afternoon.
Good Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also rise in support of this particular bill. I've worked with the area of school district reorganization for some 50 years. I've watched it go and the ebb and flow and so on. On the surface, it may appear that an incentive of this kind is effective. I would suggest that it is not. In the past 40 years, we have only reduced the number of school districts approximately 40 during that entire time. If we were to take away the incentive and the districts realize that it's not there, human nature being what it is, I feel that they were more likely to partake of it and do the things that are necessary. Please keep in mind the purpose of school district reorganization is to provide a better school, a better education for the money spent. And I feel that we can do that better by supporting this bill.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body.
Has your shadow or your grandson left?
Pardon me?
Has your grandson left?
No. Yeah. He's
okay, thank you. I was just curious.
In discussing this, I have a case in point. Rutland is a ways off 34, and they changed the sign. Some kids put a B where the R was, and those people were a little offended because they actually are proud of their little school. It's somewhere between homeschooling and very small school and bigger school, but their kids go on to succeed brilliantly. They have opted out, and they're willing to pay to keep that little community alive. And so, if anything, I would say this is worth the effort to keep our small communities alive. And I think this will help. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body.
Thank you, sir. And the reason for the question was the chair in the aisle there. I wanted to get it out of your way. Further remarks? Representative Glover.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the body, I rise in opposition to this bill. And the main opposition I have is that it is going in the direction that I don't think that we have the right to go in this body, and that is it's going in the direction of telling local school districts that you can't make up your minds to do what you want to do. We're going to do that for you. We don't have that right. Let's not take it away from the local districts. Thank you.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Dykstra speaks a second time? Representative Dykstra, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to point out to the body that, we're not talking about consolidation here. We're talking about some money. And this body decides how that money gets allocated. The current time, we're spreading about $1 million per year for the next year, about $1 million over a half a dozen school districts. Ladies and gentlemen, if those school districts would consolidate without this incentive, that money could be allocated in some way that would drive education or support education for all of the children of South Dakota. We need to be looking at our programs to see if they accomplish the goals they were originally established to do. And I believe that this bill will help us determine if this program is worth keeping. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, I'm sorry, Representative Koisinen. Yes, sir. Well, it's okay. I couldn't hear. There's some noise back here. So.
That's what happens when age sets in. So, Representative Willenson, you know what to look forward to. members of this body, I just wanted to mention this little factor involved in here. What happens when the school district reorganizes, when two or more, you end up with more students in the district. When you have more students in the district, the small school factor declines or it goes away if they get over the 600 magical mark. The resulting new district gets less state aid per student then. Instead of getting 1.2, they might be getting only one. That leaves more money to go around. Now, granted, it costs us money now, but in the long run, it can be beneficial, and at the same time, helping that smaller school districts. So I would invite, I would ask you to vote against it. Thank you.
Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Dykstra speaks again? Representative Dykstra, thank you.
Mr. Speaker, that was the representative just made a very convincing argument. In fact, it's the argument that was so convincing that we passed the bill last year to ensure that no school lost its small school factor as a result of consolidation. The small school supplement remains in place for 8 years after a consolidation. This bill is not the only, it does not provide the only funding for consolidation costs. This bill does not remove even the incentive under this program, but merely places a time limit so we can see whether it's working. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Koisinen speaks a second time? Representative Koisinen.
I have a question for the sponsor.
Yes, sir. Please state your question.
You mentioned the small school factor continues on. Does that decline as it continues on?
Representative Dykstra, do you wish to answer the question?
No. For 8 years, yes, I do wish to answer the question. No, it does not. For
Representative,
8 years, the small school factor is kept flat after consolidation.
Thank you. Representative Koisinen, you have the floor, sir.
Well, I was under the impression that it remained at a certain level for a short time, but then it started declining down. So I might be wrong on that. Probably am. Been wrong before. But I still want you to vote against it.
Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1073. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1073.
Hennies votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 47, nays 22.
House Bill 1073, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.